Chapter 11. Cloak and Swagger. Word had spread quickly about the magnificent mare with the Glowpath's hoof. Ponies far and wide across the kingdom had the name Trixie on their lips. It seemed that every pony wanted to see her in action and catch a piece of the glowing bounty. Once she'd arrived in Canterlot, Trixie had taken her time setting up the stage, partly because she wanted to build suspense, and partly because she was physically unable to move very fast with her heavy hoof. Why did it feel like her entire foreleg was heavier now, too? Trixie was just finishing the task of unfurling her new giant, the hoof that holds the Glowpath posters, when she heard the annoying babble of a loud group of friends yelling some nonsense at her. Trixie covered her left ear and winced in mock pain. Trixie's ears are delicate. Why must you make such terrible sounds at me? Don't go on stage, Twilight shouted. Stop the show, cried Fluttershy. Pretty please, Rarity whined. Trixie looked at them and laughed. I'm going to razzle-dazzle every single pony out there because it's the only chance I have to impress the ponies of the Starmane Society of Magicians. They are right across the street as we speak. She rolled her eyes. You came all the way to Canterlot to try to stop all that? That's not very friendly. Aren't you all supposed to be the experts in that department? She looked right at Twilight for the last part. The sky was beginning to darken. Trixie's hoof and foreleg were beginning to look even more brilliant in the low light. Rarity couldn't tear her eyes away from the way the light was creeping onto Trixie's back. Listen to me, Starlight begged. Her purple and teal mane swayed in the breeze as she pointed to Trixie's bright shoulder. You have to stop your hoof from glowing, or else it's going to spread. It will turn you into a very pretty, glowing statue. I don't believe you, Trixie replied with a sassy expression. She began to trot away. This is all just a ploy to take the attention away from me again, isn't it? No, of course not, Twilight Sparkle replied sincerely. We're your friends. Trixie scoffed. My show is starting in 3 minutes, and I hope you will all be in the audience to support me. She stuck her nose in the air and turned back to look at them. You know, what friends do. The magician trotted off backstage to prepare. Starlight followed her. I'm going to fix this, she told the others. I promise. Starlight remained hidden as Trixie puttered around, checking props and peeking around the curtain to look at the growing crowd outside. There were hundreds of ponies waiting to catch a glimpse of the famous glowing hoof. When Trixie went to adjust the faucet on the hose, a light bulb went off in Starlight's head. That was it! Starlight could administer the Radiance Remedy through a random water mist, just like she'd done at the other show. Then Trixie would be doused in the magical tonic and be saved. Starlight felt better instantly. All she had to do now was wait for the right cue.